So I said, give me that goddamn purse, I'm gonna fucking slap you.
Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. Oh. Welcome to our warm-up episode, as we're calling them now, appetizers.
We are gonna give you an appetizer that you're ready to synthesize.
Yeah, the size of an epitaph.
Yeah.
Don't associate those together, they're completely unrelated.
But they are loosely related.
Yeah, they're homophones?
Simophones.
Simophones. They similarly sound alike.
So what we're going to be doing today is, well, same as every day.
We're warming up.
We're warming up.
And I gotta warm you. We're a couple scotches deep.
Yeah, a couple as in a bunch.
Okay, so Brandon, we never share.
Yes.
We don't share.
We don't.
It's a rule in our house.
Yep. We always just keep everything to ourselves like a golem.
We say mine and mine alike. So, what are you drinking today?
Exclusively? I'm drinking your cask mate.
No, before that.
Oh.
This is your third scotch.
It's McCullen Islay.
McCullen Islay.
So it's McCullen's scotch and it's Islay, which is the island. And
Of the McCullens.
It's scotch.
Scotch.
10-year-old scotch.
And actually, you knew what I was drinking more than I did.
Yeah, you're drinking Jameson.
Jameson Caskmates.
Yeah, which is a whiskey. Irish whiskey.
Yes.
Yep.
Whisk me away to the Irish Isle.
We're getting whiskied.
I hope you're ready for a whiskasode.
Yep, because we're whisking you away to the whiskey lay.
I've seen hollandaise sauce that was whisked less than us. That's a food joke.
Hollandaise sauce takes a lot of whisking.
Yep. It's like a carrot shaped like a ding-dong. Another food joke. You probably got that one.
So, what... I forgot. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Topics.
Yeah. So, we're warming up. We got a couple topics lined up for this episode.
Yep.
Hope you're ready for them, because it gets pretty intense.
Dicey.
Yeah. Dicey. Micey, as it were. You'll catch on. Anyway. So our first episode topic that we were thinking of was, help me with this. What were we doing?
I'm
flailing. Hang on. Go.
It was something to do with things.
We were going to do a think tank, you know, solve the world's problems in one convenient tank.
Yep. We're going to think about it and we're going to tank on it. And then we're going to blast it away.
Yeah. We realized that we have a lot of real solutions, like the motor backpack.
Yeah.
That you can wear around and motor your way through life.
We can solve a lot of the world's problems just by podcasting.
Yeah. They just need to listen. So tell all your friends to listen to us to solve their problems.
And if they don't listen, their problems will get worse.
Yeah. Smack them. Smack them for us. Please. Look in your heart and realize you've always wanted to hit them. And then our second topic. Would you like to introduce this one?
I don't remember.
It's cats.
Cats, that's right. Cats it's all is about our seventh the feline.
Topic. I mean, if you... Yep, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
If you've listened to...
The felines.
Well, if you listen to a feline, you'll be feline fine.
Yeah, and if you've ever heard a feline, then you know that its name is mine.
And this topic is, as you may have known, is going to be about meteorites.
Yeah, because we're all about feline meteorites. Yep. And I dropped this coin, so just try it with me.
Oh, was it a cat's eye? Cat's eye coin.
Oh, it's on this side.
Hold cat's
on.
Eye blind.
No.
Cats be a lady tonight.
It was the cat's pajamas.
It was the Cat Stevens
look-alike show. Contest.
Yep. This is going to be all about cats, like the cat from the hat show.
It could literally be anything. We could just something that has to do with cats.
Cats.
Cat, so cat, what we're going to do cat. Is we're going to talk to you now about global warming.
Are we?
Nope.
No. That was an idea. That's for the think tank. We got to save that.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Okay. So
I keep
slipping
into character voices. I don't know who I am anymore.
You don't know who you are. It's all right, man. You just got to feel it out. Find out who you're feeling.
That's a very good, like, almost Owen Wilson.
No.
Oh, maybe not.
Nope.
All right. Well, watch our slow descent into insanity as we
get ready to
lose track of who we actually are.
Yeah, and if you lose track too, then you're part of it. And if you're part of it, you're accountable.
You're accountable. This is your fault. Please send us your name, phone number, last known residence.
And 50 cent pieces.
And 50 cent
pieces. We gotta fucking have those 50 cent pieces.
We need them.
Give it to us.
Can't live without them. I'm Chuckles McKenzie.
And I'm Sloppin' Sam.
Yep. And we're better known as I'm Kyle and this is Bran. Sloppin' Sam.
That's me.
That's me.
Sloppin' Sam's.
You want to slop Sam's? Didn't think so. Don't slop slams with him.
Did we mention we're a few scotches deep?
I think we may have.
Well, for those of you who didn't hear, we're a few scotches deep.
I'll reiterate this.
We're a few slotches sleep.
We're a couple cotches creep.
And we got a spam SMS message.
Whole bunch of them.
And we didn't get 7.5 hours sleep.
We got a new email.
Oh.
Oh.
Who's it from?
Oh, it's from Gary Scottsdale. Gary Scottsdale says...
He'll leave the lights on for you. He owns a firearm shop.
He does. Gary Scottsdale's firearms, the finest in all of Scottsdale. He owns the town. And welcome, Gary Scottsdale, to our podcast. If you send us an email, we may read your name. If you're willing to be held accountable, which Gary Scottsdale is.
He is.
Yeah.
So what's his email read?
His email reads, thank you so much for showing interest in my puppy collection. I also have kittens available. If you don't like kittens, that's too bad because I have a lot of them. Please reconsider your opinion and take some off my hands. I will pay you.
And we're going to reply with a dick pic.
Yep, that's what we always do. So send us an email if you want a dick pic. The surprise is, it's yours. How did we get it? You don't know, but we do. Lot of think tank behind that one.
I thought you were going to say Love Not Now Podcast.
Here's a dick pic. It's your dick. Love Not Now Podcast.
Oh.
Kyle and Bran. Bran and Kyle.
Yeah.
This is a trash episode.
Trash the sode.
Yep. That's what we thought we would do, and we did it. Well, hopefully. We haven't done it yet.
It was unintentional.
Our tensions are running high is where unintentional.
My tensions are gone.
Are they?
Yeah, mine are.
How are you still together?
Because I'm unintentionable.
I'm unintentionable. I have no tension, yet all tension. I am the perfect medium. I am all sodium and no sodium. I am the perfect medium.
I was just going to say. Never mind.
Finding balance.
Balance is like a chocolate bar. You got to break off a piece every once in a while to maintain its caloric value.
You got to peel off the wrapper before you eat it. Just like balance.
You got to feel out the airwaves and know when the coin is flipped.
Oh, there goes the coin. Lost another. Oh, he's got it.
I got it.
Don't worry. He wouldn't lose that
coin. I'm the coin flip.
It's an $800 coin we're flipping.
$12.
Close enough.
800 $12 bills.
And if I were to go to a store and try to pay with that coin.
You'd get a mini TV and a fridge.
A mini TV in a fridge. Has to be kept in the fridge, otherwise it won't receive anything. This TV is nearly worthless.
Oh, this picture is all frozen.
Oh, I stuck it in the freezer.
Call your cable provider.
My TV screen is melting. How did this happen? You put it in the oven. Shouldn't have done that. We're trying to think tank our way through where to watch TVs.
The zoo. Oh, wait. Kazoo.
Oh, behind a cage?
Yes.
Yep. It's underwater.
Did you see that flip?
That wasn't even a flip. That was just a toss.
It was one flip because when you flip it over.
Oh, did you do a full circuit? I don't think
so.
No, but
when you flip it over, it's a flip. It's one flip. It's literally, look, Indian head. Not.
Oh, that's a mystery to me.
Because I'm not flipping it. But that time I did.
Did you? It's the same side.
No, but that's a secret. See? Flip. One flip. Same side.
Ah.
Oh.
You can control your flips. You're getting
better.
I think I should take over. You can't be trusted.
I can control the potisodes.
I am not going to... Well, how many flips can you control?
I can control 20 flips. Can't My catch them, though.
I can control how many flips it is, just can't catch it.
That's the secret.
That's my one inability. My, what's your superpower? I can flip coins as many times as I command. What's your weakness? I can't catch it. It's the only thing that makes flipping it useful.
I'm going to kill all these people or I'm going to go home quietly. Well, you've met your match because I'm going to flip this coin. If it's heads, you go home quietly. If it's tails, you kill all these people. Damn you, coin flip man.
Oh, missed it. All right, try
heads.
Again.
You go home peacefully. Damn it. That's a terrible superpower.
Yeah. Damn it. Why did I agree to this?
Okay, hold on.
All right. So if you're a superpower,
you're a concrete Stan.
I'm concrete Stan. I can barely stand it. If you can stand it, email me at concrete.stan_concretestan@stanleysteamers.com. Oh, it's the alarm. Oh no! What did we do? Oh no! Wait, that's the coin flip sode.
It's the coin flip sode.
Yeah, it's ringing. Coin flip man.
Wait.
Are you going to pick up the emergency phone?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hello? Hold on. I dropped my coin. Something is surrounding a pancake. There's no coin to flip for syrup. That's very interesting about your daughter, but I'm taking. Oh, you're not talking about it. Okay, someone's gonna get murdered. I'm their first salami. Here we go.
All right. Coin flip man. Coin flip.
Okay. I don't know what we're doing anymore.
You were rushing to the scene of an emergency. It's coin flip man. We're in a warm up.
Who was I talking to?
You were talking to Jabberjaw. That's already a character. Sorry. You were talking to
Johnny Walker coin flip.
Johnny Walker coin flip. Nope. That's your sidekick.
Oh yeah.
You were talking to Mayor McMushy. You got him. He was calling.
I got you, Mayor McMushy.
Something about.
I've got you in my grips, and I'm not gonna release you until you pay the ransom.
Mayor,
come here, Mayor McMushy.
You're coin flip man. Are you holding Mayor McMushy hostage?
I've turned into a life of I don't got enough coins to flip. I'm the villain here, and if anyone's gonna stop me, it's gonna be someone. But not just anyone. It's going to be the man who flips the squares.
I am the catch-all saver.
The catch-all saver. You stay back.
I'm going to catch it.
You don't catch dick. Come over here. I'll show you one thing. If you're going to catch anything, it's going to be a beating. I'm the coin flip man. And you're the something man.
Catch-all.
You're going to catch all the flu.
I'm gonna catch your coins before you can flip them. Thus,
try this one.
Spoiling you.
Shit.
I dropped it and I caught it.
No.
I have caught your coin.
Well, try catching this.
I got it by
this.
The coins now.
It's the uncatchable penny. Hey! You missed it.
My only weakness is missing things. I got it vaguely.
It's a penny.
Try this on for size. Ha!
Ah! Damn you. You're very precise with your. Oh, not that one.
Oh. Yeah, your one flaw is being too focused on your coins.
Okay.
I have saved Mayor McMushy.
Mayor McMushy is still deep in my grasp. Take this! Ah! I told you I am very accurate.
My powers of catching are fading. I need to re-energize.
You can catch all, but that's a problem. You focus on catching all, not just coins. I only catch coins. I need to flip coins.
I need to coincentrate.
If you concentrate too hard, you will fail.
Just the part where you're ripping the microphone out of the stand is...
Take this! Got it. You said, I am deadly with a coin flip.
You are.
You said it yourself. I blocked it.
You can't catch it. It can't be heads or tails.
Yeah, but I blocked it with my fist. Lob. Oh, you caught it.
I did.
Damn it.
Now what will you do? Is it heads or tails, coin flip man?
I'm going to turn to a life of good. I'm going to
heads
become
or tails.
A savior.
Heads or heads, you heads. Die.
Oh.
You chose heads.
Should've listened to that.
Let's see. Tails.
You're lying. It's heads.
It is. I. It's against
okay,
my oath to kill somebody.
Out, catch all right. Man. Catch me with your loving embrace.
I have caught you, and I am taking you to prison.
Okay, take me there. Shorty, right. You can take me there.
All right. Do you have any change? We need to take the bus.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on. 1 second. Hey, wait a second. I only have bills.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sure they take that.
Okay, yep. Two tickets to the station. Yep, five cover. Yep, five.
Five will do it.
Yep.
I've never taken a bus before in my life.
Me either.
How much, if you know how much bus passes cost, email coinflipman and catchallman at yahoo.yahooligans.com.
That's okay, because we're riding this bus.
Riding this bus. It's an omnibus. I'm taking you to prison. Are you rolling a blunt?
No, I'm not rolling a blunt. Don't worry about it. Where are you taking me?
I was taking you to prison.
Oh, you were?
In a skit, but we're running low on time.
We're not running low on anything. Don't worry. What are you, catch-all man?
Yeah.
See, the one thing you forgot, catch-all man.
Is that you can flip anything?
I can flip anything.
But you can't catch it.
That's okay. Because sometimes you can't catch what you can't
go. I deflected it.
But you didn't catch it. So I'm out of prison.
Ah. All right. I guess we'll meet again, coin flip man. Even though that wasn't a coin, or was it a flip?
It was desperation. I had to do something. I had to fold up my receipt from the bus token.
The important part is that Mayor McMush is safe.
No!
Ah!
Damn it!
You got distracted with
with
your catching.
You challenged me.
All right.
This has been Coinflip Man versus Catch All Man.
Yep. Is a nice warm up. We need to pick somebody.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 So yeah. All right. You do. Wait. Whoa. Give me a pen.
All right. Well, you had a piece of paper that I thought you were going to be using for such purpose, but it turns out you were deceiving me.
I deceive lots of
people. For trickery and escaping from my bus.
I like my hand better.
You're going to write it on your hand again?
Yeah, so I can remember it in the morning when I shower, and I'd be like, oh, that was funny, and then it washes away.
Washes away, like my memories.
That's why we make podcasts.
All right.
Okay. Last time you did the first name, so I'll do the first name.
All right.
We're going to do Saucy.
Saucy Baker.
Baker.
How do you spell saucy? S-A-W-C-E?
No. S-A-U-C-Y.
Not S-A-W-S-E-E?
No.
Okay.
And the first numbers are going to be 669.
669. 48.
2-7-9-5.
669-48-2795.
Yeah, you got it.
669-48-2795. Saucy Baker.
Yeah, you got it.
I got her. Just you wait, Saucy.
I didn't know it was a girl.
Saucy sounds like a girl's name. Could be a guy, I guess.
Yeah, a Saucy Baker.
Yeah. Saucy. Why? Mr. Saucy Baker.
Wait, you asked why I wrote, how did I spell saucy? Which I'm pretty sure is wrong. You want to know how I spelled Baker?
I would be delighted.
Well, I spelled it a specific way.
I can only imagine it was specific.
It's not Baker.
Beaker? Is it Beaker?
Saucy Beaker! Oh, no, no, no. It's Saucy Backer.
Saucy Backer, 669-482795?
Yeah, you got it.
Really?
Yeah, Saucy B-A-C-K-E-R.
You're a Saucy Backer. You are a backer's dozen.
Okay.
669-482795.
Yeah, that number backwards would be...
569-482795. 597684.
All right,
hang on. Say it forwards. 669-482795. Oh, I see where I went wrong.
Yeah, six.
Yeah.
Saucy five, Backer doesn't like sixes.
596. No, why do I keep throwing sixes in there? Damn you. 669-482795. 597-6. No. 597-2-84966.
Yeah, you got it.
Damn it.
I knew the double six.
Why was that so difficult?
Because the double sixes would fuck you up. I can't
say it backwards.
I knew it. I had a thought. I had a premonition about Saucy Backer. So,
669 million. No, wait, that's not right. Yeah, it is. 669 million. 82,795.
Yep. Whew. And their date of birth?
It is April 94th, which is June.
I'm just going to put April.
June 2nd.
9th, 2004.
There you go. Yep. All right, Saucy Backer, we got your number.
And we got your ass! Wait, you got to do the...
Oh, what we have... Oh.
This is
yeah.
A warm-up.
Oh, yeah, right. So we got an outro. So thank you so much for listening to our warm-up. We hope you've enjoyed the stories of Saucy Backer and the catch-all and the coin flip man. We've gone through adventures. We didn't think we'd make it this far. We're a couple scotches deep. And we're about to record an episode, so please enjoy it!